The Arminian doctrine of free will has real implications on the doctrine of Scripture. Can the Bible be trusted, and is it infallible? To put it another way, how can God superintend men's words so carefully and so precisely as to ensure an inerrant Scripture? Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to another edition of Against the World.
This episode is being brought to you by the Puritan Hard Drive, an incredible research tool filled with thousands of hard-to-find books, each one searchable by words or topics. For more information, visit our good friends on the web at puritandownloads.com. And by Faith Theological Seminary. Dr. Francis Schaeffer, the first graduate of Faith Seminary, noted, "The trouble with Christians is they see things in bits and pieces instead of totals. Learn to see the whole picture biblically by studying at Faith Theological Seminary. For more information, visit them on the World Wide Web at faiththeological.org.
If God is a God who allows absolute freedom and allows sinners like the Apostle Paul or a fallible servant like the Apostle Peter to make absolute choices apart from His eternal decree, then the question becomes clear. Can we trust that the Bible is God's Word, or is it simply man's opinion? If the Arminian God is inspiring Scripture, we would expect it to be filled with some mistakes, because that is the nature, like it or not, of free will. If, on the other hand, we have the sovereign God of the Bible, who exercises His good providence for the purpose of mercy upon His creatures, then we can't expect that there are times when He does not allow freedom in order for a particular task to be accomplished, thus superintending every single word that the Apostle Peter writes, though the Apostle Peter, as we know, is prone to sin. But the Arminian says, no, you have to have free will that operates on its own, and divine sovereignty has to respect that free will. Well, my question is this. If this is so, how can we be guaranteed that the persons who penned the Bible did not, at some time, exert their free will apart from the sovereignty of God, making it inevitable that mistakes were made? And this, beloved, is the natural way that Arminianism leads. It leads to higher criticism, it leads to a man-centered understanding of the Bible and of inspiration, and eventually the church would lose, and in many circles it did lose, the doctrine of infallibility and inerrancy. Now let me make a point of clarification here. This is not to say that all free will Arminians today are likely to compromise on the inerrancy and infallibility of Scripture. Most don't. What I am saying, however, is that if one consistently holds to the Arminian doctrine of free will, the foundation for believing that the Bible is the infallible and inerrant Word of God will of necessity be ultimately compromised. Needless to say, once inerrancy is questioned, all other errors inevitably follow. It is a plain fact of history that many of the leaders of the Remonstrants, among them Conrad Borstius and Simon Episcopius, ended up questioning, and in the case of Borstius, denying the deity of Christ. Why? Because the Bible they had in their hands was, in their view, written by men who had a free will, and they were not affected by the fall and were not controlled by the sovereignty of God. In the final analysis, one of the best arguments against the Arminian doctrine of free will may be the infallibility and inerrancy of Scripture. And I'll throw another one in, predictive prophecy. But sticking with our subject at hand, as a Calvinist, I have every reason to believe the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, and the Arminian simply does not. Beloved, think well upon it. Until next week, this is Jerry Johnson, standing contra mundum, against the world.
Hello and welcome to this introductory video for The Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why The Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos. All in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library, and much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan Hard Drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan Hard Drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order, by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work, I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan Hard Drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan hard drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan hard drive by Stillwaters Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan hard drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well and God bless.